Thanks, Paul. The headlines. The World Health Organization says a flu pandemic is almost inevitable. Swine flu is now thought to have caused 180 deaths in Mexico, where the government has told millions of people to stay at home for 5 days. In Britain, 5 people now have the virus, including one man from Barnet, who's now in hospital. The Prime Minister's facing another Commons test, this time on MPs' expenses. Gordon Brown has brought forward a package of reforms that he wants to see implemented immediately, including stopping MPs from outer London claiming for a second home. Police officers deployed at the G20 process earlier this month have been told to stay calm and restrained. That's the findings of a new Scotland Yard report, which also details problems with police radio communications, including handsets running out of battery power. And average house prices fell this month, according to figures from the Nationwide Building Society. The fall of 0.4% follows a rise in prices during March. Time for London's weather. Here's Wendy Hurrell.
Well, it's a cloudy but mild start to the day. We have seen one or two light showers here and there, and that will continue to be the case on and off throughout the day. But that rain isn't persistent and not particularly heavy. We'll see temperatures of around 16 degrees with winds blowing from a southerly direction. It all improves tomorrow and it stays mostly dry and bright for the bank holiday weekend. BBC London 94.9. Now here's Jules with the travel.